Inside Mac.
For Friday, September 29th, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com, this is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here's what's making headlines. The week of updates ends with a bang. Though the Zune shall try, it will ultimately spell doom for itself and its partners. And headaches continue for Sony as batteries are being recalled to ease consumer fears. Apple this week has released updates just about every day, and today is no exception. The company announced the release of Mac OS X 10.4.8 update. According to the company, this update is recommended for all users as it includes general operating system fixes and specific fixes for certain applications and technologies. For example, the new version will fix performance issues that could occur for Macs connecting to cable service provider Comcast's broadband network. It also improves reliability for connections established using the Apple USB modem, improves express card support for MacBook Pro systems, and improves Apple file sharing client performance. In addition, it adds raw image decoding support for various digital single lens reflex cameras. Also included is compatibility with third-party USB hubs, scanner performance, performance of translation widget, as well as security updates and more. And earlier this afternoon, a bunch of updates for iLife and iWork OS 6 were released as well. The iLife application updates are available for iMovie HD, iWeb, iPhoto, iDVD, and GarageBand. Updates are also available for both iWork applications, Pages, and Keynote. These updates help the overall stability and will also address a few minor issues. In addition, they will make the applications compatible with Aperture 1.5, which was shipped this week. More specific details are available from Apple's website, and they are all available now via the software update component of the System Preferences app and from Apple's website as well. So the Zune will cost the same as an iPod. It also has similar features, but analysts still claim that it's going to be tough to compete with the iPod. American research analyst Shaw Wu has never been a fan of the Zune, saying it is underwhelming and the iPod-like click wheel doesn't even work correctly. But according to Mr. Wu, Microsoft will be losing money on each unit sold. In fact, he believes Microsoft will lose up to $50 each, since they have lowered its original price to the current $249. He said Microsoft not pricing lower demonstrates Apple's underappreciated scale and supply chain strength, where Microsoft will lose money versus Apple's industry-leading iPod profitability in what we estimate to be an 18-22% gross margin and 8-11% operating margin. But Microsoft won't be alone, as companies like Creative, Sony, iRiver, and Samsung will likely suffer to lower sales as soon as the Zune hits store shelves. The nightmare keeps coming for Sony as both IBM and Lenovo have recalled 526,000 more batteries this week. After a report of a ThinkPad smoking and catching on fire while a user was boarding a plane, both companies voluntarily recalled the batteries and informed owners of ThinkPads to return them to Lenovo for a free replacement. The batteries that have been recalled were sold worldwide with T-Series, R-Series, and X-Series ThinkPads, or as replacement batteries for those units. But even with the recall, there is no guarantee that there won't be any more problems with the batteries. According to IDC analyst Richard Shim, there is no choice but to get the same basic battery technology because lithium ion is what all the major vendors are using. A way to ensure safety is to use better components with the same underlying system. Meanwhile, as Lenovo recalled 526,000 batteries, Toshiba has announced it is going to replace another 830,000 laptop batteries that contain cells made by Sony. This new recall is separate from the announcement they made last week when they exchanged 340,000 notebook batteries because they would unexpectedly cut power. According to the company, this time they just wanted to exchange the batteries to ease customer concerns. Coming up, should podcasting be renamed PC casting? When the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Are you ready to unleash the power of DVD? With DVD XDV, the power is within your grasp. DVD XDV converts your DVDs into broadcast quality video. Video clips from DVD XDV are ready to use in iMovie, iDVD, or Final Cut Pro. To learn more, visit DVDXDV.com.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. Decimus Software announced the release of Sync 6, their synchronization and backup software for Mac OS X. According to the company, Sync 6 features a new technology called Zero Scan that can make incremental backups up to 100 times faster than competing products and previous versions of Sync. The Sync 6 product line consists of three products, including Sync Backup for providing an easy-to-use interface to harness Zero Scan, and the Sync 6 Engine to perform scheduled archiving backups of your entire system, home directory, or specific folders. Sync Standard adds two-way synchronization and extra customization of the new synchronization process. And lastly, Sync Professional that will provide full N-way synchronization with deep configurability aimed at expert users. Pricing ranges from $25 to $45 US. Pangea Software has announced the availability of their latest Mac-only video game, Pangea Arcade. It's a collection of three games, including Nucleus, Warheads, and Firefall, all of which are based on classic arcade themes, but these games have been completely modernized. The president of Pangea Software, Brian Greenstone, said, "After doing adventure games and puzzle games for the last several years, we really wanted to do some addictive, hardcore Twitch games with tons of action, explosions, and firepower." He said the games in Pangea Arcade are the type that fill the urge we all sometimes have to just blow stuff up and get as many points as we can while doing it. Well, if that describes you, you can purchase Pangea Arcade for $19.95 US. And lastly today, where do you listen to your podcasts? Do you listen on your iPod or on your PC? If you listen or watch on your iPod, you're the minority. According to Dave Van Dyke of Bridge Ratings, more people are listening to podcasts on their PCs than ever. A year ago, his research company had found 20% of podcasts were being heard on iPods or other MP3 players, but that number has dwindled ever since. So why the change? According to Van Dyke, it could be because it's not a simple thing to subscribe, download, transfer, and play a show. Another reason could be the fact that podcasting has become so popular that it has brought in a new generation that may not be as tech savvy or motivated as the first users. He said there was a certain brand of individual who was very passionate and used podcasting in a much different way than the people who are slightly less passionate. And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando. I will talk to you on Monday on the Inside Mac Minute.